The Beyond Shakespeare podcast is supported by our patrons. To become a patron, go to www.patreon.com/beyondshakespeare and help decide what we do next. Beyond Shakespeare presents Fragments. Mortimer, His Fall by Ben Jonson. Mortimer, His Fall isn't a fragment in the sense that the rest of the play has been lost. It is presumed never written. Ben Jonson had the temerity to start the text, plan the plot, and then die. The bastard. What we have is a putative cast list, the argument of the play, i.e. a synopsis, an opening speech by Mortimer, and a short exchange between our titular character and Isabel, the Queen Mother. The story opens as Mortimer is raised to the degree of an earl, and shows in part how he became this powerful, because the Queen Mother, Isabel, is in love with him. Edward II has just been disposed of. The current king, Edward III, is yet young, and so power lies with Mortimer and Isabel, the Queen Mother. And Mortimer's opening speech, talking of how he got to be powerful, is beautifully evil. Not black and white evil, it's about the compromises one makes to gain power. Then Isabel enters, and they exchange vows of love and questions of their respective status. If you know your Marlowe, this play basically expounds on the last few scenes shown in Edward II. So, what would have followed the scene we have? Well, Jonson was planning something a bit neoclassical, I think is the best way to put it. Each act seems to be a fairly self-contained bit of action, maybe only one scene apiece, it's a little unclear in places, and it's broken up by a different chorus between acts of ladies, courtiers, country justices, and another, the makeup of which being unclear. They comment on the action or move the plot along. So Act 1 follows what we have surviving.
The first act comprehends Mortimer's pride and security, raised to the degree of an earl by the Queen's favour and love.
This is then followed by a chorus of ladies, celebrating the worthiness of the Queen.
It is celebrating the worthiness of the Queen in rewarding Mortimer's services and the bishop's.
Which is nice. Act 2 is about the young Edward III, who won't listen to any suggestion that his mother is bumping uglies with Mortimer.
The second act shows the king's love and respect to his mother, that will hear nothing against Mortimer's greatness, or believe any report of her extraordinary favours to him.
So, there. Then there's another chorus, this time of courtiers.
The chorus of courtiers celebrating the king's worthiness of nature and affection to his mother, who will hear nothing that may trench upon her honour.
He loves his mother. Act 3. The back plot is filled in about the death of Edward's dad, Edward II, told in a vision.
The third act relates, by the occasion of a vision, the horror of their father's death.
Just in case anyone was wondering, what happened to him? Then there's another chorus filling in exactly how the murder was covered up.
The chorus of country justices and their wives telling how they were deluded and made believe the old king lived by the shoe of him in Corfe Castle.
With a show of life in the old king's quarters. Into Act 4, the truth is out and the young king and his brother are going to winkle it out.
Expresseth by conference between the king and his brother a change and intention to explore the truth of those reports.
Then there's a final chorus, though which chorus isn't clear, and Mortimer has fallen into such pride he isn't even hiding his actions anymore.
Mortimer's security, scorn of the nobility, too much familiarity with the queen, related by the chorus. The report of the king's surprise in him in his mother's bedchamber.
The chorus being fairly happy now that Mortimer has been sent to his death, having been found in bed with the Queen Mother. And the final act. There ain't no party like a post-execution party.
The celebration of the King's justice.
And that's all we've got. We recorded the surviving dialogue between regular sessions this last year and have put together this short presentation of what survives of Mortimer, His Fall by Ben Jonson.
This rise is made yet, and we now stand ranked to view about us all that were above us. Naught hinders now our prospect. All are even. We walk upon a level. Mortimer is a great lord of late, and a new thing. A prince, an earl, and cousin to the king. At what a divers price do divers men act the same things? Another might have had perhaps the hurdle, or at least the axe. For what I have, this crownet, robes, and wax, there is a fate that flies with towering spirits home to the mark, and never checks at conscience. Poor plodding priests and preaching friars may make their hollow pulpits and the empty aisles of churches ring with that round word, but we that draw the subtle and more piercing air in that sublimed region of court know all is good. We make so, and go on, secured by the prosperity of our crimes. Today is Mortimer made Earl of March. For what? For that, the very thinking it would make a citizen start. Some politic tradesman curl with the caution of a constable, but I, who am no common council man, knew injuries of that dark nature done were to be thoroughly done, and not to be left to fear of a revenge. They are light offences which admit that. Great ones get above it. Man doth not nurse a deadlier piece of folly to his high temper and brave soul than that of fancying goodness, and a seal to live by, so differing from man's life, as if with lions, bears, tigers, wolves, and all those beasts of prey, he would affect to be a sheep. Can man neglect what is so, to attain what should be? As rather he will call on his own ruin than work to assure his safety? I should think, when amongst a world of bad, none can be good. I mean, so absolutely good and perfect as our religious confessors would have us. It is enough. We do decline the rumour of doing monstrous things. And yet, if those were of emolument unto our ends, even of those the wise man will make friends for all the brand and safely do the ill, as usurers rob, or our physicians kill.
My lord, sweet Mortimer.
My queen, my mistress, my sovereign, nay, my goddess and my Juno. What name or title as a mark of power upon me should I give you?
Isabel, your Isabel, and you my Mortimer, which are the marks of parity, not power, and these are titles best become our love.
Can you fall under those?
Yes, and be happy. Walk forth, my loved and gentle Mortimer, and let my longing eyes enjoy their feast and fill of thee, my fair-shaped, godlike man. Thou art a banquet unto all my senses. Thy form doth feast mine eye, thy voice mine ear, thy breath my smell, thy every kiss my taste, and softness of thy skin, my very touch, as if I felt it ductile through my blood. I ne'er was reconciled to these robes, this garb of England, till I saw thee in them. Thou makest they seem not boisterous nor rude, like my rough, haughty lords d'Angleterre, with whom I have so many years been troubled.
But now redeemed and set at liberty, queen of yourself and them.
In Mortimer, His Fall, a tragedy by Ben Jonson. Mortimer, Earl of March, was played by Geir Madland. Isabel, the Queen Mother, by Gillian Horgan. And Ben Jonson's Arguments by Hayden McCabe. The presenter was Robert Crichton. The Beyond Shakespeare podcast is supported by its patrons. Become a patron and you get to choose the plays we work on next. Go to www.patreon.com/beyondshakespeare.